Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and me husband, Chris Ramsey.
Hello, hello indeed. Me husband, you've went all shields there. Me husband, and Chris Ramsey.
Because I haven't left the house for a flipping week, Chris.
I've only been talking to people in the street.
It's taking me life.
Oh my goodness me. Hi everyone, thank you so much for listening. We hope you're all right. We hope you're all safe. We're here to cheer you up, aren't we, Rosie?
We are here to cheer you up, yes. Well, we're going to try our best.
We are.
We are obviously living in the same world as you guys right now. It's a bit dark, it's a bit dismal, but you know what? Having a laugh makes you feel good inside.
So much better. Rosie's been doing her daily little dance videos on Instagram. I've made a cameo on a couple of them. They've been very, very helpful and enjoyable to many people, I think, Rosie.
I hope
so. Public service.
And you know what? I might lose a bit of Clem at the same time. So,
Clem is weight for anyone who doesn't know what Clem means. She means weight.
Yeah.
As always, guys, thanks for listening. It's episode 56.
Is it now?
56. And before we go, a word from this week's non-lucrative, literally they aren't giving me any money for this at all, but I thought I'd give them a shout out anyway, sponsor. This week's sponsor is Cerveza Corona, the beer. The Mexican beer, Corona, has nothing to do with the coronavirus.
Nothing.
You fucking idiots.
If
anyone out there believes that the beer has... I understand it might put you off a little bit, but look, people are hoarding beer. Why are you... I'm sorry, Corona haven't given me a penny, right? Rosie, can you imagine how gutted you'd be if a flu came out tomorrow and it was called the Rosie Ramsey virus?
I mean, nobody would speak to us anymore. I'd be shunned in the street. I'd lose all my friends. Robin would probably get tucked away. He'd get tucked away.
With grammar like that, I'm sure he should be tucked away anyway. Jesus. taken off you.
Yeah, right, that's great. What I meant to say.
It must be minging. They've lost millions. They've lost hundreds of millions of pounds.
It's so sad. I mean, so sad.
Why didn't anyone check with them? Why didn't anyone go, should we call it... Hold on, do you know that's quite a famous beer that might actually get... Like,
I'm not being funny. Do you really think the coronavirus cares about Corona beer?
It didn't name itself like a fucking kid picking its own nickname. It got named by scientists.
Well, they clearly don't drink.
Don't drink beer with lime in. I think actually the Corona family of viruses is beer, because I think the Zika virus is part of the Corona family. Basically, it's had a kick in the bollocks, right?
But whether we still
it was a
love
thing
it.
Before or not, I still love Corona. I've got a fridge full, and I am doing my bit. Do your bit. There we go.
Drink. Yeah, drink
responsibly. Drink responsibly. All I'm saying is I'm giving them a shout out because God, it must be a nightmare.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I'd also like to shout out to anyone who is currently 19, because that's getting a battering as well.
If you're 19.
If you're 19th birthday. Happy 19th birthday. Don't speak to me about 19. Bastards.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Good God.
Here's the jingle. We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle. Babadoo, 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 ba. Jingle. Jingle. Hello and welcome to the show. We're going to try and make this week's episode a lovely, nice, long episode for you.
That's what she said.
To get you
nice
through.
Long.
Nice and long and girthy and shafty.
Little
Bobby Shaftel. Long.
See why?
Podcast.
Why is it just silly and a bit daft when I do it, but when you say it, it really makes us feel a little bit ill.
What do you mean?
You know, when you're long, girthy and shafty. I don't know. It's weird when a girl says it.
Oh, how sexist!
It feels intimidating, Rosie.
Does it actually?
Yeah, it feels like I'm getting a bad review. It wasn't girthy and soft, and I'm disappointed.
Nobody.
And I had to go to the toilet and finish myself off.
Ew. From a girl's point of view, nobody wants long and girthy. That's just.
Really?
You want either or.
Either.
You don't want them both at the same time.
Never. I did not think that was going to be the answer coming out of your mouth. Either or. I just thought you were going to say you want them, you know, normal size, and they want them to know what to do with it. But either or is very funny.
Well, you just want either or. You can't deal with both at the same time. You want it like either be long and a bit skinny, or
rectangle.
Short and a bit girthy. Not both at the same time. Welcome to the show.
And that sentence there is why Rosie's banned from Subway. Look at it. I want it fucking long, right? Or like little and fat. Not foot long. Do you want to come over that counter and fucking smack you? I will. That's why we're banned. That's why she's banned from Subway.
Life ban from Subway.
So what you been up to other than shitting your pants?
I've been shitting my pants, drinking loads of alcohol, shitting my pants again, and then just like worrying about the world.
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, let's level here, right?
I'm listening. I've got headphones on, and everyone listening is listening.
Right, well, listen.
Do you reckon they weren't paying attention, then you said listen, and they went,
maybe,
oh, hold on.
Maybe.
Oh, shit, something good's coming.
Spark your ears up. It's really shit at the minute, isn't it?
Yeah, it's rubbish.
It's really shit.
It's rubbish.
It's really depressing. But you know what? Just got to crack on.
You know what? We've been doing this. I'm looking at the little timer. Well, I can't really say the timer because we don't know what'll get edited out. But we haven't been doing this podcast long. Probably as listening 5 minutes. I already feel better.
Me too.
Just from having the headphones on, having a little chat and having a laugh.
Yeah.
I feel a lot better.
Me too.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot going on. Lives are changing. Everyone's in a bit peril about work and things like that. But I think the real victim here is me.
Okay, yeah, cool. Expand.
Just because, like, our year was pretty much planned out.
Yeah.
And the people always say to us, they're like, oh, hashtag couple goals, you get on so well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Probably the main reason that we get on so well is because for half of the year, you're not here.
Yes, yes.
Your tour, I still don't know what's happening exactly. It's a little bit in jeopardy.
It's looking 100%. At the time of recording, so we're recording this on Wednesday, it'll probably be announced by Friday that 100% my first leg of my tour is being moved to 2021. So, yeah,
So, you're not going away?
No, I'm here. I'm here now. I'm here now till June.
Great. Great. Well, I'm sorry, but...
Well, Rosie, there's going to be a few changes around here. Yeah? There's going to be a few changes around here. You're going to have to put your ideas up. You're going to have to put your ideas right.
I'm sorry,
or you'll be out on your ass.
Listen, yeah? I could fake a coronavirus death in this house if I have to, if needs be. Do you know, apparently I read somewhere that, you know, in China...
Yeah.
Apparently people have come out of isolation.
Uh-huh.
88 couples have been divorced or filing for divorce.
Yeah, I've heard that. So that's the thing. So apparently it's either baby boom or loads of people get divorced.
This makes me laugh. Everyone's like, oh, baby boom. No, I'm not being funny. You don't want to have sex with someone who you spend like a full week with.
Not just that, right?
I'm repulsed by you already.
Excellent.
Sick.
Lovely. I've got health anxiety, right? Mm. I'm always thinking about that.
Oh, funny. I didn't realise that.
No, but like the last thing I want to do is when they're going, oh, and coughing or hanky, oh, and droplets and sneezing and saliva and fluids. Oh, do you fancy a quick book? Absolutely not, thanks. I've just been watching fucking Boris Johnson Resident Evil Live on the news. I don't want to let you put your bodily fluids on us. Bollocks. Where's the hand sanitizer?
It's all going on here, guys.
So it's
right.
the
arena, houses are rocking.
The arena shows don't that we do knocking. In September. That I'm assuming this will all be fucking gone by then. Hopefully, touch wood. But the Shag Marinoid tour that we do might just be one of it, or it might be like, oh, do you know what we could do? It might be. Can you remember when Outkast fell out and they had one?
I'm sorry, it was Jackson. Ooh, yeah, is that Outkast.
Outkast. Okay. They fell out, the two guys, and they had one. They brought an album out. And on one side was the front of one album, and you flipped it round, and on the other side, so it was like two albums had been glued together upside down.
No way.
But they brought out a double album, separate music, because they didn't get on.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll be like Liam and Noel.
We will be like Liam and Noel, the Gallaghers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you can do the first half on the two other Shag Marinoid tour. You can come out and do the first half,
right.
And I'll do the second half because I'm obviously clearly more of a headliner. So.
Great. Oh, it's funny because I can't remember you selling out Wembley on your own.
Guess what? You didn't do it on your own either.
Ah, well, you didn't flipping D before you were doing it with me. Mate. Oh, babadoo, 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 babadoo. So, something that's been happening a lot recently to me is I've been in company of like Instagrammers and stuff like that, and a lot of people from down south and stuff. The word bougie, it's getting used all the time, and I have no, I've used it myself, embarrassingly, right? I've got no idea what it actually fully means. I think I know what it means,
right?
But I don't know if that's true, and I'm just feel like I'm embarrassing myself. Do you know what it means?
I've heard it. Weirdly, I said it today.
You said it today?
Well, I was rapping in the car I basically was driving along trying to cheer myself up, and I'd been in the shop for my mum, and I put the Watch the Throne album, the Jay-Z and Kanye West album, and it's got my favourite songs, Fellas in Paris.
Right.
I change it to, whenever there's an N-word, I change it to Fellas.
Great.
So that's what I've done for years, because I love hip hop, but I can't say the N-word.
Okay.
So I always change it to fella.
Great.
So I mean, it does sound like you know, an over 40 stag do. But I do. I saw anyone listen, any white men out there who like rapping along to gangster hip hop, gangster rap, just change it to fellas.
Right. What is the song with bougie in?
Fellas in Paris.
Uh huh.
And there's a bit where.
I didn't know this. I did not know you did this at all. Because you love all that kind of music. I've always wondered how you've got away with that part. That's great.
So, yeah. So, Kanye West, when he's doing his second verse, I think, in Fellas in Paris. So he says, bougie girl, grab my hand. Fuck that bitch, you don't want to dance. She's my friend when I'm in France. I'm just saying, Prince Williams ain't do it right if you ask me. Because I was him, I would have married Kate and Ashley. Was Gucci my fella? Was Louis my killer? Was drugs my dealer? What's that jacket, my Zilla? Doctors say I'm the illest, because I'm suffering from realist. Got my fellas in Paris, and they go in gorillas.
Great.
So, bougie girl.
Bougie is in there. So, what
don't
does it mean?
Don't bougie girl. Grab is it my French? Hand. Fuck that bitch if she want to dance. No.
Well, Jay-Z, it's moved to middle class white women. Just saying bougie left,
that's
right, and centre.
That tends to be everything that happens with popular culture, to be fair.
Okay.
That's normally what happens.
I've just got no idea what it means, and I've heard it loads.
Can you put it in context for us? Because the Kanye West thing
so,
is just
so, like, this event's very bougie.
Oh, for fuck. Do they not mean boozy? Like drunk?
I don't know. Just bougie. And I've like been like, oh, yeah. Bougie.
Oh, well, great, great. There you are.
Honestly.
There you are. What a sheep you are. Look at you. Unbelievable. That's terrible.
I've got so you've no just idea
been
gathering.
You've been going, right, well, should we Google it at least?
Yeah, come on.
Bougie. I wonder how you spell it. I don't know. Well, I'll Google Fellas in Paris lyrics. I wrote F-E.
Okay, here we go. Oh, what does bougie mean? Relating to or characteristic of a person who aspires to the upper middle class or a fancy lifestyle. He spends too much on bougie stuff he can't afford.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Bougie girl, grab my hand. Fuck that bitch if she don't want to dance.
Oh, so yeah, when people are saying, oh, it's very bougie. It's very bougie. So it's like, it's posh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, I didn't know what it meant.
Oh, right. Okay. So there we go. So that whole bit. Bougie girl, grab my hand. Fuck that bitch, I want to dance. She's my friend when I'm in France. I'm just saying, Prince Williams didn't do it right if he asked me. If I was him, I would have married Mary-Kate and Ashley. Don't go posh. Don't go posh. Go
scum.
Scum, like Rosie Ramsey scum level.
Yeah, I get it. Listen. Can we just take a minute to chat about the numpties who messaged me on Instagram and some of the really good ones I've had recently?
I love these so much, can I just say?
Honestly, I feel like I thought I was putting myself in a safe space by not reading the requests.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's just people who I might have messaged before, but even they're not safe anymore.
So for anyone listening who doesn't know what we're talking about, basically now and then Rosie will get either very passive-aggressive and hilarious message, or sometimes ones that genuinely don't know they're being such dicks. Continue, because the one you told me the other day, I was so happy.
Well, I'll tell you that in a minute. I'll tell you that one in a minute. But there was another one
teaser
that I hadn't told you about.
Yeah.
So the other day I was on my Instagram and I was like, just got up and I was talking about, I was like, we've got a treadmill. I was like, I might go on the treadmill. Got a message from someone saying, you shouldn't probably go on the treadmill because there's a food shortage at the minute. And if you go on the treadmill, you're going to need to eat more food. And because of the shortage, you probably shouldn't do that.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
What?
There isn't a food shortage. Can I just say there isn't a food shortage? Fucking idiots are buying loads and putting it in their houses. Do us a favor if you listen to this. Stop hoarding stuff. Stop buying those. Stop hoarding toilet roll. If you've got running water, you don't need toilet roll. Can I just say, really, Rarely am I proved so right.
That was really loud.
Sorry, but rarely am I proved so right. Don't use toilet roll if you've got running water and a shower head. Jump in the shower, squat down, spray your ass. A, it's cleaner. B, tell you what, feels quite nice.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It's called, in the gay community, it's called douching.
Right. Well, I don't squirt it up there, it just does the outside. I keep the doors shut. I don't open the doors.
Little douche every now and again doesn't do any harm. So the best one that I got was I put some pictures on Instagram the other day from 3 years ago when I got my teeth whitened. And I just thought, mate, because I was going through all my photos from years ago and I just came across about 20 pictures of me with my teeth, like my mouth wide open, and pictures of my teeth that I'd sent my mum and my sister to show like before and after. It just made us laugh, so I put it on. And got a message from someone who hadn't read the full thing that I said this is from 3 years ago. Got a message saying, oh, hi, Rosie. You know, I was just thinking last weekend when I was looking at your stories, thinking she could do with her teeth whitened. And lo and behold, you have. Looks great. So that was nice.
Oh, that was nice
amongst all of God. The utter shite going on, apparently. My teeth are shit as well.
That's honestly like, you know how sometimes you put the photos of the house on, you put like the before and after photos, you put like what our house looked like beforehand and then the new one.
Mm.
That's like, can you imagine someone looking at them in the wrong order and going, oh, I'm so glad you got rid of all that cream, shitty wooden stuff and you put all that green new carpet down. That's much nicer. And you're like, fucking they're the wrong way around, Dick. That's basically what they've done, but with your face.
Yeah, with me, with a part of my body. So now I'm like, well, I'm not because I can be arsed, but you know, if I was a less confident person, I'd be worried about getting my teeth whitened.
Oh, no.
But I mean, it made us laugh. I think they meant it in the nicest of ways as well, but.
I was looking at your pictures today thinking she needs her teeth whitened.
I know.
Who thinks that?
Probably a lot of people, but who actually messages that?
And thought that?
I know.
Wow. You know you're going to get an apology text off them after this. You're going to get a message once they
well,
heard this.
Maybe I should. Maybe this. I'm just trying to teach people to not. They don't have to write everything that they think down and send it to people.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because as one of those people, we don't fucking want to know.
Yeah.
We don't care what you think about our teeth.
They upset you. Don't worry,
genuinely didn't upset us. I found it very funny.
Your teeth
but imagine if it had upset us.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, it definitely sounds like it has. Do you know there's a teeth whitening shortage?
Is there?
Nah. Can we all also stop posting photos of empty shelves in supermarkets? I know what an empty shelf looks like. I don't need you fucking see another one. And I don't need yous all making people panic and run to the shops. Because guess what? I saw an empty shelf today, but guess what was next to it? A fucking full shelf.
Of what?
Toothbrushes.
Wow. Yeah.
Stuff no one needs.
Birthday candles.
WD-40.
I'm being funny.
Novelty pinatas.
I don't understand why everyone wasn't going out buying loads of wine.
That was the first thing you asked me, by the way. That was funny. I was like, Peter, panic buying. And you were like, are they going to run out of wine? I said, I don't think so. You went, okay, it doesn't matter then.
Married.
That was good.
I'm genuinely looking forward to losing a bit of weight. Although everyone's buying pasta, everyone's like pasta. I'm like, mate, think of the carbs. Everyone's gonna come out of this like absolutely massive.
Massive, pregnant, fat, shagged out, teeth black. The shortage of teeth. No, I don't know what I'm
talking about. We are currently going through Derry Girls, which is wonderful.
Phenomenal. One of the best TV shows I've watched of recent time. Up there with This Country.
We should have done a little list of stuff because people are isolating.
All right,
what to watch.
Well, let's do that now.
Right, American Office.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you might have wanted to... I thought you might have wanted to sort of flag it up with like maybe a little jingle or a here's the list. You just went straight into it.
Oh, no, just here we go. Bish, bash, bosh. We're in a crisis.
Rosie's
got
a shopping list for you. So, yeah, stuff that people can watch.
Yeah.
American Office, as you say.
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec. Oh my God, get on Parks and Rec.
Derry Girls.
Derry Girls.
This Country.
If you haven't seen Broadchurch, that's amazing.
I'm talking about lighthearted stuff, Chris.
Don't watch Broadchurch. But no kids can go missing because no one's allowed out.
All right, yeah, okay. Save times. Broadchurch is there. The Veep.
Veep is great.
Not the Veep, sorry, just Veep.
Yeah, Veep is fantastic.
Yeah, what else?
Thick of It is very good.
Very good.
There's a stand-up special by a little comedian called Chris Ramsey on Amazon Prime.
I've seen it. It's not that good.
It's called Approval Needed, and I think you'll find it's some of the best stuff he's ever written. Award-winning stand-up comedian.
Listen, if you get... Honestly, if you watch all of that, if this goes on for a while, maybe squeeze it in there at some point. Put it on, fall asleep.
If you are up your eyeballs with coronavirus and you're on the last legs of it, stick my show on and it will finish you off and put you in misery.
Listen, don't put yourself down. Mm. We'll save that for the wake.
Right. Put it on my wake.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I want to be buried in a sort of... A six-sided LCD TV that's just constantly playing me stand-up special and all of me best panel show appearances.
Can you imagine that? That would be shocking.
What do you mean? It's going to happen?
Listen, I don't know if we've ever had this conversation, but now seems to be a really good time.
Excellent.
Would you like to be buried or cremated? Have we had this conversation?
We might have had this conversation. I feel like we have.
I feel like I wasn't listening. I think I've said it before,
and if I haven't, I've changed my mind. Stuffed and mounted, please. In the front room on a chair, PlayStation controller in hand.
Penis in the other.
Yeah, but a Domino's on top of the penis, just for a laugh. So there's like a perfectly preserved Domino's on the top of the penis, right? And then you go, oh, look, kids, there's Granda Chris. And
oh, no, my God.
No, but then everyone laughs, right? And then like when the kids walk out, you go to the adults, you go, yeah, look at this, right? And you move the pizza box and then like I've got an erect knob. But I don't know if you can stuff an erection, so maybe you might need some like scaffolding around it.
Great.
And we'll put, you can put scaffold around it. You can have little Lego men working on the scaffold. Oh, this is class. Great.
Really?
Okay, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want a hat on or no hat?
On the penis on my head.
On your body, on your head.
Probably a hat. I'd like a cap on, I think.
Okay. Yeah. We should genuinely sort this out. I'm not putting you in the room.
Everyone's miserable enough as it is. I'm not talking about whether I want to be fucking buried or cremated. I don't care.
Just quickly tell us so I know.
Well,
you're not going to. It'd be my decision anyway. I'm burying you.
Oh, well.
I want to go for picnics on your grave. We have talked about this before.
I took a turn. Okay. Apparently, I'm getting buried. I'm getting buried, and by the sounds of things, there's going to be some kind of bench next to us.
You'll get the foot.
What kind of headstone do you want? Oh, no, can you make like a chopping board and a little fucking fold-out table so I can have sandwiches when I go? Yeah, a scumbag. Scumbag.
Listen. Possibly. Put you next to me, Granda.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I want to share a bed with a man I never met.
It's not a bed, really.
What if it is? What if he's just lying in a double bed watching the telly and I just like bump appear one day and he's like, oh, I knew they were
I always said that you would really get on really well with me, Granda.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want to share a double bed with him for eternity watching the telly. What if he's got a control and remote?
Well, he liked horse racing.
I don't like horse racing.
Oh, listen, you wouldn't get on.
Oh, God.
You would not get on.
So awkward.
So, Granda, I'm sorry.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine if getting buried just means you're lying on a little bed in eternity somewhere, but it's just a room, you don't need to eat or anything, you don't need to go to talk, you're just lying on a bed watching the telly. Imagine if someone gets buried next to you, they just get dropped onto that bed with you. Imagine how gutted you'd be.
I don't know if you'd be that gutted because my granddad's been dead for a long time, so he'd probably be looking forward to a bit of company.
Especially
if you knew me, you'd be buzzing.
I will be over the moon if I fall down that double bed and he's watching Approval Needed on Amazon Prime.
Oh, listening to the podcast.
Yeah, I hope he's some of the stuff you've said. I hope he's not listening to the podcast.
Nice, he had a cracking sense of humour. Okay. We'll be fine. Love you, Granda. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, bab. It's time for What's Your Beef,
Chris.
Hello,
hello, Chris Pet. It's Belinda here.
Hello, love.
What a fucking shit show.
It's a bit shite, like.
What an absolute fucking shit show.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I've been in the house. I've been told to self-isolate.
Okay, good.
There's no fucking bog roll in the shops.
No, there's not, is there? No. Have you got running water? Have you got a shower?
Just about,
just
Chris.
Just spray your bum like I do. It's much, much better for you. Doesn't use any, better for the environment. Doesn't use any toilet roll. It's great.
Well, I've been using kitchen roll. Is that all right?
Oh, it sounds rough.
Well, now I bet you said you can't put it down the toilet, apparently.
No, not kitchen roll. It's too thick.
Oh, Jesus.
Where have you been putting it?
Just in the bin.
Which bin?
Next to me bed.
So you've been carrying it from the toilet through to your bedroom.
Just been throwing it, throwing it through the doors because I can see my bedroom from the toilet. So I've been wiping my arse and I've just been throwing it through the door like this. I've missed loads of times. I mean, I'd be bothered, but no one's flipping coming round. I'm by myself.
So you just resorted to throwing your shit everywhere?
Well, desperate times, Chris.
Where are you getting your tabs from? I notice you're smoking one now.
It's a vape, Chris.
Oh, okay. The sorry. Vapes. I couldn't tell it was such a realistic one.
Haven't smoked for 50 years.
So okay. You haven't...
I've been vaping for years, Chris.
You haven't, no, hold on. So you haven't smoked for 50 years. So what did you do for the 40 years when vapes weren't... Maybe 45 years when vapes weren't a thing?
Just, you know, like matches. I just smoked matches. Mean to, anyway, I'm at risk, so I'm keeping myself to myself.
Okay, then.
It's been bloody lovely, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
I'm giving it another few weeks, and then I'll be out and about.
Okay.
Loving life.
Yes.
Are you all right? Everybody okay?
Spot on, thank you.
Right, yeah, great.
Spot on.
Just wanted to check in.
Good.
And listen, just want to give big love to anybody else self-isolating.
Yeah, big love to everyone self-isolating.
Yeah, yeah.
Just wash your bum in the shower.
And wash your hands,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, wash your hands as
all
well.
All right. Hey, Boris. He's a wanker, isn't
he? Aye.
Aye. Anyway, take care of yourself.
Thanks.
And each other.
Okay, thank you for that.
Right, Barry said hello.
Okay, good. Yeah, fuck him.
No, he's honestly stored it. You know he's a doctor?
No, I didn't know he's a doctor.
Honestly, stored under.
Really?
So big
did,
love.
So did you mean there, do you mean snowed under or stowed off? Which one do you mean there? Just checking.
Oh, Chris.
Is that the dial tone? Oh, she's gone. She's gone. I got her.
Oh.
Yes. Oh God, I'm so good. So what we're going to do, guys, is genuinely, because we are living together in this house, working together, I'm now had my tour postponed, rescheduled until next year. Me and Rosie aren't going to have a beef with each other this week. We're going to give each other a week off, just because I feel like if we do a beef, I feel like it might escalate and it might end up in a massive, big, full-on row. We
it
might
could.
Have to delete this podcast and it we don't could. Have time. So, my beef with you is, you're bloody lovely. Yeah?
Yes. My beef with you is that you've had to get rid of your tour and you're not going anywhere. That's no, annoying. Listen. Love you.
Love you
Got
too.
Each other.
Right. Good. Babadoo, 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 babadoo. It's time for questions from the public.
From the Qs and the Pews and the pew, 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 pew.
That's good. I like that. I enjoyed that very much.
Enjoyed that loads.
Enjoyed that very much.
Right.
We have both been trawling the emails this week. Can I just say, I said it on my Twitter, but I want to say it again now. Genuinely, sometimes it does get you down, all this stuff. And I went through, as I was looking at the emails, people are sending questions and stories in literally as I was reading. I was getting new email notifications.
Really?
So this whole thing's going on and we're sitting going, oh, go do a podcast, try and cheer ourselves up. People are still sending in shit stories.
Love it.
Sending in questions, sending in things. Honestly, guys, you're awesome and we really do love you and we really do hope you're enjoying this week's podcast. And just keep your bloody spirits up and
yeah.
Thank you. And anything you want to send at all, shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Stories, you know, you might have a bit of time on your hands now. You might be able to email in something you might have thought for ages. Oh, I should tell them that. Go for it. Anything
yes.
you want.
Yes,
please send
please.
It in. We'd love to hear from you. You honestly make our bloody day.
And on a little side note as well, this is just a little bit random, but if you are suffering from your mental health, which everything, you know, obviously so with everything that's going on, a really good tip is to unfollow things that are getting you down. Try not to watch the news constantly. I know it's really hard not to because you want to keep up to date. I do myself, but I've started limiting how much news I'm watching. I just want to watch the headlines for the day.
A set time.
And not, you know, not trying to look at things that are going to get you down.
Absolutely.
Dog videos have been really cheering me up. There's a one on Twitter where he just runs into a big pile of leaves and I swear.
Oh, I love him. Oh, yeah. He's amazing. What I've started doing is, this is so bad. This just tells you more the kind of person I am. So I always go on Imgur, which is loads of funny memes and stuff, and I always go on Instagram and I always go on Twitter when I'm lying in bed. But I can't go on any of them now because it stresses out just before we go to sleep. It reminds us of all the shit. So I just go on Fail Army on YouTube and you've seen us. I just watch people falling over. Falling through ice.
Hey, whatever slipping. Gets you through, babes.
But you know what I love? Do you know what I love? I love someone on a rope swing who thought the rope was shorter than it was.
Right.
I bloody love someone just jump off a thing, hit the floor. Sometimes they hit the floor, then they roll into the water they were trying to rope swing into. Yeah. Oh,
I like spot videos.
I do like spot videos as
They really calm me down.
I can hear people all around the country recoiling as you said that.
Well, I know, but they get millions and millions of views, so I know I'm not alone.
They help with anxiety, don't they?
They do. Yeah, they really do.
Yeah.
So just want you to know that we love you. And it is a stressful time.
We're having a tough time.
You're allowed
to be.
Yeah, everybody is. Everybody's in. It's really intense. And it's something that we didn't think would happen in our lifetime. But you know what? It's happening. And it's the way that we need to just deal with it and try and find the positives where you can.
And be kind and all of that. Do you know what I went? I went next
be
door.
Be kind and all of that.
Be kind and all of that. Shh, and all that hippie shit. Do you know what I went next door yesterday to our older relatives? Because, neighbours. I mean, you know, hey. We're all one big family on this earth, so they are relatives. So the other day, I'd had a printer cartridge delivered from Amazon, and it got taken to them, and it was just as everything was sort of all the news was coming out about it. And bless him, the old bloke, he opened the door, and he just basically flicked the printer cartridge out onto his drive. And I was like, oh, I get you, yeah, keep a distance. I mean, you know, could have been fucking, you know, could have been something expensive and fragile, so don't do that again. But thanks. But then I went back yesterday and I knocked on them and I said, look, and I stood right back from the door. They came to the door and I stood right back and I said, look, I'm just seeing if there's anything you need.
Mm-hmm.
If he needs to go to the shops and get you anything. They looked at us like I was a lunatic.
Why?
Well, because it was just like, I realised as I was saying it, there's no way to sort of go, hey, you know how you're old as fuck? and or shiting yourself. Do you want me to sort you out? They were like, we went to the shops this morning. I went, all right. I said to them, it was so weird. I was like, I know you're not old. I genuinely said this. I went, I know you're not old. I just kept
You did
digging.
Not say that.
I swear to God.
No, you I went, didn't.
I know you're not like old. You know, in the prime of your lives, the pay is, you know, a couple of young whippersnappers, but just in case, you know, you've had asthma or some help, if you need help, just let us know, just give us a knock. That's what I said.
Wow. Well, I went, because we live next door to, what would you call that we live next door to?
It's like, it's not a sheltered accommodation, but it's basically a block of apartments that are for
people over
55 60s. Or 60s or something, yeah. And, you know, they're not allowed pets, because it's an apartment block, but they're all... It's not a nursing home or anything. It's just it's accommodation for older people specifically. Yeah.
Well, I went around yesterday giving them little notes out, saying if anybody needs anything with our phone number on. Came back to 3 requests of signed pictures of you.
No one gives a fuck.
Did you know that? Yeah, I told you that, didn't
I? Yeah.
So I was just like caught a couple of them in the hallway, and they were like, "Ee, that's canny." They were like, "You're next door, aren't you? Chris's wife." I was like, yeah. They were like, hey, my goddaughter loves him, blah, blah, blah. And then I've ended up coming away with orders, not of like food and milk and whatever, of signed pictures of you. In fact, they probably listen to the podcast. I've got the names here. This is quite sweet. So Danielle, Helen and Laura, who's Nana, lives at number 16 in the place next to us.
Uh-huh.
I've got to get them a signed picture.
Well, there you go. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Thanks.
Lots of love.
Yeah. We've been looking after you.
We're trying to look after you, Nana, but she just
yeah, she doesn't
just
give
think
a fuck.
About you.
She's just trying to get selfies and that.
Babadoo, 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 ba. I've got a question here. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
I'm emailing you as I want some advice on my dilemma.
Always happy to advise on any size dilemma.
Always. I've been going to the same hairdressers for 11 years and I've got to know my hairdresser quite well. Last week, I sold a lamp on Facebook and dropped it off at a woman's house. When I knocked on the door, my hairdresser's partner, who she has 3 children with, opened the door. I assumed I had the wrong house, but he told me I didn't and gave me the money for the lamp. Yeah. I was very confused. I thought maybe they are a family, but when I looked at the woman's Facebook, it said they were in a relationship. I considered that my hairdresser may have split up with him and not mentioned it, but on her Instagram, she has been posting pictures of her and him kissing in the past few weeks.
Oh my God.
I have checked my hairdresser's Facebook and she isn't friends with his Facebook. What? My question is, would you tell her? I don't want to get involved, but my boyfriend said I can't sit there with her doing my hair and not tell her about it. I don't want a new hairdresser. Love from Rachel.
There it is. We got to the problem. We got to the crux of the dilemma. You don't want a new hairdresser.
It says, P.S. Both of the women live in the same area and I cannot believe what a risky game he is playing.
That is crazy.
I know. So double only, little cheeky, double little life. Not that's only a little sitcom right there.
Not even a little dalliance. He's actually like, he's there enough to accept lamp deliveries.
Mm, that's quite intense relationship, isn't it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't tell somebody to answer the door to somebody who's selling you a lamp.
Answering the door in someone's house is further down the line.
It's massively down the line.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got friends I've been friends with for 17 years who would answer the door, but that's because I've been friends with them for 17 years. I doubt someone... that was the worst analogy.
No. You made the point. You made the point. What you did was you made the point perfectly, but you made it in the wrong tone.
Yeah.
The whole thing was done in the wrong tone. I've got mates for 17 years who would answer the door because we'd be mates for 17 years. It was the tone of, the opposite. Yeah, but it was the tone of the opposite argument for that argument.
Okay. So, right.
That was literally like, would you like another slice of cake? Oh, God alive. Oh, I couldn't possibly turn down another slice of cake. That's basically what you just did.
Are you enjoying your flight? I'm having the absolute best flight of my whole life. I get what you mean now. So about that. But yeah, you've got to be pretty intense in a relationship to be answering the door to Facebook lamps. I've never bought anything off Facebook.
A lot of people sell on Facebook.
Loads of people do.
Every 5 minutes, my dad has shown me a photo of a pile of logs on Facebook Marketplace that he wanted to buy.
That he's going
to
buy.
That he wanted to buy for the fire. It's like, seen them logs? Bag of logs? Seen that? Seen that, Chris? Bag of logs? Don't be bag of logs. £15. Facebook Marketplace? How do I get them? Didn't our dad message them? Oh, do you want them? No, I'm married. Every time I go to Wix for logs, people tell us I can get them cheaper somewhere else. And I'm like, nah, but I have to go knock on some fucking random, won't I? And like,
probably be with hairdressers, fella.
Exactly. I don't want to get mixed up in this kind of stuff. This is why I don't want to get mixed up with this kind of stuff. I go and buy me logs from Wix and I know they're kiln dried and I know they're treated and I know I've gone off topic, but all I'm saying is,
yeah,
I like to know but where I like to know where my logs are from.
Don't you think Facebook just comes with a lot of drama?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot 100%. Of working class drama. Let's just be totally honest here.
Yeah.
There's a massive class divide on drama on Facebook.
I think it's become the new shout in the supermarket.
Yeah, massively.
Yeah. I'm the kind of person who would shout and scream in the street.
Mm-hmm.
It's now Facebook.
Yeah.
Public on comments.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People who have an argument on the wall. What are you doing, man? Is it still called the wall? I haven't been on for that long.
What's the wall?
Your Facebook wall. It's your front wall.
I think so.
Is it still called the wall?
Probably.
Is this? Yeah. Hey, is this on? How do I face Skype my grandson? I don't know, but do you know what I mean? People who argue in the comments, so you can probably see them.
Yes, yeah. That's what. Yeah, it's like it's the new shouting at the school gates.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Got an email here. Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
Listening to the story of the hedgehog / black trainer recently reminded me of a situation where my good intention turned badly wrong.
Mm.
Now, recap, if anyone doesn't remember this, it's where the girl thought there was a hedgehog or a boy thought there was a hedgehog in the middle of the road, stopped the car. And
it was a trainer.
It was a trainer. But didn't they pick it up and throw it?
He was trying to impress girl in the car.
Yeah.
So he picked up the black trainer and took it to the other side of the road.
And pretended it
was a hedgehog.
Incredible. So this is a similar but awful. Some years ago, I was walking through a park when I noticed a group of people standing in a circle looking down at something that was distressing them. As I got closer, I heard a woman say, "Somebody do something." I looked at the object of their distress and saw a pigeon that had obviously been mauled by a dog or a cat. It had several puncture wounds, which were seeping blood, and it was flapping around, obviously in the latter throes of life. As a teenager, I had worked on a farm and was used to preparing chickens for market by wringing their necks.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. I can see where this is going.
As no one else was doing anything, I stepped forward. and to put the poor creature out of its misery. Now, let's just remember, they're already there and he's just walking past. That's the best bit for me.
Right,
they're already there and he just appears, right? I picked up the bird with my left hand and with my right hand, I twisted the pigeon's head sharply. However, I did not realize how much more delicate a pigeon's neck is compared to a chicken's. I was left standing there with the headless body of the pigeon in my left hand and the head in my right.
Oh, he decapitated the pigeon.
Just walk
with
up,
his bare hands.
Just walk up and pull his head off. Fuck me.
Can you imagine if you were stood
there? Imagine me in there. Well, listen to this. Trying to conceal my own shock, I threw the dead bird and its head into a nearby shrub and turned and walked away with blood dripping from my hands, leaving the group of people behind me in complete horror. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, Jesus.
That is awful.
What a... The bird's already, like, die, and he's trying to do the right thing, but he's just appeared.
Yeah, but did he say anything? Wouldn't you say, oh, I used to work on a farm and do this to the chickens. Should I put it out of his misery? Or has he just walked up and picked it up and just snapped its head off?
He has walked out of nowhere, like someone in a horror film. He's walked out of nowhere, he's picked it up, he's snapped its head, and then he's walked off. I was half expecting the email to go. Someone said, what have you done to me, pet pigeon? It was doing its trick where it pretends it dies. I've trained it.
We got no food. We got no jobs. Our pets' heads are falling off. Poor little boogers.
Oh, honestly. Goodness me. Babadooba.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Can I just say, I've got one of the most fucking disgusting stories I think we've ever been sent. Like, going.
How are you then?
It's.
I think the people need a bit of vile right now. Like, I think. Okay. If you but you know what it is? If you are 56 episodes deep into this podcast, right?
Deep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what she said.
Yeah.
You know the context of this podcast, and you know that you can go about your daily life and be a civilized person, and yet still listen to absolute filth like we do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I mean, some of it's filth. They're not all filth. I mean, we've just been talking about, you know, supermarkets and stuff.
Yeah.
But this one
me the filth.
Blew my mind.
Come on.
Okay. Weirdly, the email starts with a kind of version of what you and me have just said, to be fair. It starts with, here's what we all listen to the podcast for, the filth. It's a long story, but well worth it. Please keep this anonymous.
Okay. I'm in.
The backstory.
Ooh.
Me and my female friend, brackets G, have a really close relationship. We chat all day and night over calls and texts. Talk about everything. General day-to-day stuff, issues, and the casual sex partners that we have and the events that take place on said occasions. Me and G also like to meet up once a month or so for a physical catch-up. Hot, sweaty, crazy sex. We know that we both like it. We know it's always going to be good. And it's an itch that needs scratching. And no fear of emotions getting involved.
So like a fuck buddy.
He's got a fuck buddy, but it seems like they have quite a personal connection as well. Because they talk quite a lot.
All right.
Don't know why they just don't get together.
I just want backstories. I want to know how old they are. I want to know.
Look. after you hear what you're about to hear, you're not going to care too much about that anymore, because they are both depraved, disgusting, perverted animals. No fear of emotions getting involved. Anyway, all normal here until one day G contacts me and says, I have a sexual request for you. Mm-hmm. She says she will be honest. It's low-key prostitution.
Great.
I reply, as always, go on, I'm listening. She got speaking to a guy who she met on Tinder. They went through the whole getting to know the basics of each other when she explained that she doesn't drive yet. Push forward to a few days later, where he uses this information as a bargaining chip. He has asked her for a sexual favour, and in return, he will buy her a crash course driving lesson.
Prostitution.
Well, she said it's low-key prostitution, right? So a crash course, it's that sort of week intensive. Yeah, or the, you know, the couple of week intensive thing. I think it's 4 weeks and you have to drive. It might have changed since I did mine. Anyway, obviously, it depends on what the sexual favour is. I reply, well, go on then. What's the favour? How can I help? Now, just as a public service announcement to you, Rosie, and to everyone listening, this is horrific.
Oh my gosh.
It's minging.
Can we see it?
We're going to see it, but it's horrible. And I'm warning you all now, it's horrible.
So this is what the person is
asking. Sorry to interrupt you there. This guy who she is with, who she is sort of Tindering with,
mm-hmm.
wants her and her fuck buddy friend who's writing the email to do some kind of sexual favor, and then he's going to buy a crash course driving lesson. This is awful. We do not condone prostitution on Shagmarinoid, but I am going to tell you what it is, and it's the worst.
On the edge of my seat here.
She replied, he said he wants to suck cum out of my vagina. He wants to slurp and swallow fresh cum straight out of my vagina. I was like, okay, strange, but again, where do I come into this? No pun intended. Then she replies, he doesn't want it to be his.
Right.
Set that settle for a second there. You share a planet with these people.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, listen, learning to drive is very important.
Important skill.
And it's quite expensive.
I was like, okay, a threesome. I've never had one. I mean, I'm interested in you are. Not quite the perfect threesome, it being two boys and one girl. But okay, if you want, I'll do my good deed for the day. Nope, that wasn't the deal. He wanted to wait outside. Wait for us to finish, then enter for his, and he used a great word here, feast.
No, God. No, he's going to bite your vagina off. He's going to kill you. He's going to wrap you up. Forget the coronavirus. You are getting murdered by the cum slurping grizzly little feisty bear that's going to come to your house. Don't do it. Did she do it? Oh my God, is there more?
This is horrible.
It's
the worst,
isn't it? I feel all dirty and tingly and not in a nice sexual way, in like a disgusting, horrible, I just want to cuddle everyone.
This is honestly, again, listeners, I'm so sorry. This is the worst. It's easily the worst story we've ever had.
Why is she still replying him? Why didn't she ring the police?
I think they weren't replying anymore. I think they must have met up a couple of times or something. I don't know. She must know him.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I was like, well, I mean, this is where he proves himself to be the worst man on earth as well. Because he wrote, I was like, well, I mean, I still have my fun. So if you're okay with it, let's play ball.
What?
I mean, what are friends for? Not fucking
Not
this,
for
mate.
This.
Anyway, the day was here. I'd done my part of the deal, but she...
It's happened. It's happening.
Listen to this. This is honestly horrendous, right? I'd done my part of the deal, but she had to sit in that weird on your back, but legs up in the air, hands under the bum hip position, brackets, you know, the one you used to do bored in a kid's bed, to keep all my... And this is the worst word.
No.
To keep all my deposits secure.
No.
Realistically, the only strange part for me was leaving the building in a kind of rush so she wasn't upside down for too long, then going out of the front door where he was waiting patiently to be let in.
Grace!
But even through all this, we both still did the polite male stranger, all right, nod as we passed each other.
He's going to drink. He's going to drink.
Yeah.
His semen out of her.
Yeah. So he had to finish, get up quickly. She had to basically do a headstand. He finished, got up, put his pants, and ran down outside and opened the door and let this pervert in. All three of you are perverts, by the way.
I don't.
He's wrote here. Anyway, Henry Hoover got exactly
what
he wanted.
Don't bring Henry the Hoover into this disgusting story.
Actually, don't you dare sully the good name of Henry Hoover. She got she wanted, and I got what I wanted. Overall, everyone left happy. Hope you enjoy. Obvious, this goes without saying. This is anonymous. Thanks, but he has signed it. The depositor.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, but that kind of...
Oh, God.
I feel a bit ill.
I know his name. I've got his email address.
Have you?
Yeah. I might send this to the police. This is honest. Honestly, very funny.
That's not funny at all. I don't think it's funny. I'm worried. I'm not going to sleep worrying about her. What's she doing? What's she doing?
Tell you what she's doing, eh? She's bloody speeding down the motorway, open top car, sunglasses on, hand out, singing. Frank Sinatra, did it my way, eh? She's on the highway. She's living her life. Do you know what she is? She's bloody free. That's what she is.
I bet you failed.
I hope she fucking passed that now, imagine.
Hey, gosh. Oh, that is so grim.
So
listen.
We've got some bad news. You got 12 minors and a major, so you have failed. No!
You've also riddled with chlamydia and
all the gonorrhea. We've had to burn the seat you are doing your test on.
Oh, if you are listening to this and you are currently on Tinder and people like that are getting in touch with you, listen to your ma. Don't do it.
Yeah, don't. I'm
your ma.
Please.
Don't do it.
Do it.
I mean, it's all very good and well listening to it. And as grown adults, we can find the fun in it and the disgustingness in it. But please do not put yourself in that situation because I will not sleep. I'm not going to sleep now.
Rosie's worried about all of you. She's worried about all of you.
What's going on? Why is this a thing? This is horrible. People need to stop. They need to turn the telly off, right? Read a nice book. This is horrible, this. What's happening with the world? I'm sorry.
Right?
Why is this a thing?
I think it's time to employ my favourite catchphrase. What's wrong with everyone?
What's wrong with yous?
So there we go. What's wrong with everyone?
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Sorry this is an absolute essay, but here is a story about why I will never drink vodka again.
Ooh, bold statement.
Yeah. A few years ago, I went on a city break to Krakow with my boyfriend at the time. We are no longer together. Surprisingly, not because of this story.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's interesting.
We had spent the day in different pubs drinking beer and in my defence hadn't eaten very much.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Don't blame the vodka. It was the beer you had before then, but carry on.
Yeah. We then moved on to a karaoke bar where it was cheaper to buy a bottle of Polish vodka and mixer. Than it was to buy two doubles, so naturally that's what we done.
Wow.
Yeah. We drank the bottle and then headed to McDonald's for some drunken munchies before we went back to the apartment. In McDonald's, something must have pissed me off because I stormed out, leaving my nuggets behind.
Whoa.
Must have been really serious.
Whoa.
To leave. Nobody leaves their nuggets.
Goodness.
Well, when he came to see what was wrong with me, I lost it. I mean, I went batshit crazy. Batshit cray cray. In my drunken state, I was convinced that he wasn't my boyfriend and that he was in fact a kidnapper trying to take me away and deliver me to some baddies.
Good God!
Yeah. I was in a total state of panic. I was screaming at people on the street, don't let him take me away! Get him away from me! Help me please! Etc, etc. Don't let him take us away! Etc, etc. I don't know this man, etc, etc.
I've never seen him before in my life, and so forth.
Long story short, I've never met him before.
I fear for my safety and the such.
Oh, hey. Right, so, yeah.
I feel he may be a murderer and other linked worries.
Oh, right.
Dear God.
So, He managed to get me in a taxi and back to the room, but the whole time I was screaming at him, saying he was the he was evil and asking why he was trying to kidnap me, my friend. Bracket, there was no friend. Close brackets.
What was the taxi driver? So either she was spiked. So pissed. No, so pissed that it was like, and it just wasn't making any sense at all. Or the taxi driver was a bit dodgy because he was like, well, a fair's a fair.
Like, oh,
so if she was coherently going, you are kidnapping me, what's going on? And the taxi driver's just like, hey, you had a good night, guys. Like,
yeah. Hey,
but
know.
If there's no friend, I mean, it must have, to be fair, it must have been pretty obvious that she was just pissed
mortal
and
drunk.
Being an idiot.
Who knows? I was taking photos of him to show the police if I managed to escape. So she took photos of her boyfriend.
Fuck
as
off.
Evidence. At one point, I escaped onto the balcony and tried to climb over to the next room.
Jesus.
He had to pull me back in the room. I was absolutely terrified and genuinely thought he had kidnapped me. This went on for hours. Can you imagine?
God. I would, you know what it is, Rosie? If that was you, I'd open the door and I'd go, Dodge, you know what?
See you. You've won.
You've won. I was trying to kidnap you. Please go back to your family.
Bye now. Well, it gets better. Eventually, I had locked myself in the bathroom and started to panic text a WhatsApp group full of uni friends back in the UK. I told them I needed help and that I was terrified and they should call the police. So eventually, that's what they did.
No fucking way.
They phoned 999 and reported me as missing / in distress / whatever.
Oh. Hello, 999. Hello, I'd like to report someone as missing / in distress / whatever, etc.
Etc, etc. An hour or so later, my dad got woken up by a knock at the door from two local police officers informing him that they had been alerted to my situation and it was their number one priority, and she's putting brackets here, not a lot else goes on in my town.
Brilliant.
To try and locate me and make sure I was safe.
Wow.
They took my dad's phone and were trying to use Google Maps to locate the apartment we were staying in by a balcony picture I had sent earlier that day.
Jesus.
They had called Interpol. It's Interpol or Interpol?
Interpol, yeah. They're international, sort of. It's Britain's sort of overseas thing. Yeah.
I knew what it was. I just didn't know if it was Interpol or Interpol.
They're also a very good band. Carry on.
Lovely. And had the Polish police on standby to go to said apartment if they could figure out where I was.
Wow.
Eventually, my boyfriend managed to coax me out of the bathroom and convince me he wasn't a kidnapping murderer and got me to calm down and eventually put me to bed.
Jesus. Ah, this is unbelievable. I mean, how pissed is pissed? That's crazy.
I know. I'm just so glad Sharon finally got in touch after the fingering debacle of our, you know, of our holiday last year with her lad.
So it took me a second to figure out what you meant there. Yeah. That was the woman who shouted at you from a few... Right, yeah. Good,
Sharon
good.
From last week.
Took me a second to work out what that meant.
Well done. In the morning, I woke up to my boyfriend on the phone to the police, trying to explain this was all a misunderstanding and I was fine and was just a drunken arsehole. I had to go on the phone to the police and explain I had not been kidnapped and I was in no danger and they did not need to send any police or medical help. But,
wow.
Right, I'm not being funny though. If you've been kidnapped, what? That's terrible policing. What if she was genuinely kidnapped and just on the phone going, oh... I'm okay. Please don't come. The bloody, you know.
Put the fella on. Hey, kidnapper, do you promise you're not a kidnapper? I do promise.
Do you solemnly swear?
Do you solemnly swear, etc.? I do, etc.
Cross your heart, hope to die, etc., etc. Oh, pinky promise that you are not a kidnapper murderer.
Wow.
All is fine here.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about wasting police time. That's another level, that shit.
I know.
Good God.
Yes, she was just very hungover and she's not drinking vodka again.
Wow. I mean, Polish vodka? Can we put up there? You could probably drink normal vodka again, but not...
Is it strong, Polish
well,
vodka?
The sentence for me, which was, it was cheaper to buy a bottle of Polish vodka and mixers than it was to buy two single vodkas, tells me it was probably the specific vodka she was drinking in that bar.
It's not going to be very good.
Well,
vodka.
It'll have been that, you know, when you can get a litre of it and it looks like the Smirnoff label, but it says like Reichenkopf or something.
Oh, yeah. I know.
One
oh,
of
my
them.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
A girl I used to hang around with at school, a comp, not like primary school.
A comp, yeah.
We all got drunk.
Still illegal to drink, but carry on.
Well, yeah, very, like 15. She got really drunk. panic set in. I had to keep hold of her tongue.
Right.
So she didn't swallow her tongue for about 20 minutes.
You kept hold of it?
Well...
like a fucking ticket at a delicatessen.
A little bit like that.
Just
no, because she was being sick and my mum was a nurse, wasn't she? So I was like, she can't swallow her tongue. So I kept a hold of her tongue after she was sick.
Two hands?
Just one hand.
Finger and thumb?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Like, gripped it.
Oh, I was worried. She was being sick?
Well, because her head was like all over the place.
Oh, she was lying on
so
her back.
So my other friend had... No, she was sat on a wall. So my other friend had the back
this
of
is,
her head.
This is the classiest story.
And I had a hold of her tongue.
Can I just say? Not my friend got drunk. Not primary. Comp. Still illegal. Drinking scummy cheap vodka.
Yeah.
Being sick. I held her tongue while being sick. It's probably sick all over your hand.
Yeah,
it was already a scummy story. It then took an unexpected nosedive when the phrase sat on a wall
was that
came out of your mouth.
The bottom of my friend's street. It was.
Sat on a wall.
I was actually not that drunk because I've never liked spirits.
Horrible.
So I used to drink like Reef and, you know, the little bottles.
Yeah.
And we used to get them from the off license where my friend, only one person could get served at this off license, right? Because I had fake ID. And the drinks were out of date. So I don't actually think they had any alcohol in them.
Fantastic.
So I was never that drunk, but she was drinking vodka. And so she was really drunk. And so my friend had her head while she was on the wall because she was just all over the place. And I was just worried she was going to swallow her tongue. So I held onto her tongue.
Christ alive. I mean, well done for holding on the tongue.
Until her mum come pick it
disgusting. Until her mum came and took off her tongue holding duties.
Yeah. Jesus. She's still alive, so.
That's good.
You're welcome.
Yeah. She's still alive and her tongue's just a half a centimetre longer these days.
Like a really hot dog. Just hangs out to the side. But she's never drunk vodka. Jesus. Do you not remember, like, how fun, though, pilings were when you were younger? What are they called? So a piling,
like a
house. When we were younger, when we were, like, 15, 16, and you couldn't really go out to pubs and that because we didn't get in. People used to have pilings when the parents were away.
Yeah.
But what's Kevin Bridges call them?
An empty.
An empty. That's Scottish, isn't it? So I loved a piling, mate. They were absolutely mint.
Yeah.
Did you? You didn't go to any, did you?
Yeah, I didn't.
We had such a different childhood.
Didn't have that many friends.
Oh, babe.
Barely fill a living room.
Oh.
Piling, more of a sit-in. When I was really young, we never really had like pilings and stuff. I remember once I was at a house where there was that many people, like 40 odd, maybe more.
Mm.
And like it was this girl's house and I sort of knew her through friend of a friend. And I think that kind of happened. So there was lots of different groups of people there. There was like goth kids there, chav kids there, normal kids, indie kids, all these different people.
Mm-hmm.
And they smashed our toilet like someone did. Like the actual bowl of the toilet smashed like craziness.
Gosh.
I remember she was like hysterical and she kicked everyone out. But that was the time I was standing. I talked about this in my stand-up years ago, but you wouldn't have heard this, would you? So I was standing and there was this like chav, like a local kind of like hard chav kind of guy. And he had, picture this, right? In his left hand, he had a can of Foster's that had just the dregs of the Foster's in. Just the dregs, right? In his right hand, he had a can of Foster's holding it in his little finger, his ring finger, his middle finger and his thumb. Right. Mm. Well, sorry, his little finger, his ring finger and his thumb. So then his forefinger and his middle finger were up in the air with a joint in those fingers.
Okay.
So right hand has can for drinking and joint for smoking in.
Yeah.
Left hand has half full can with some dregs and ash to
from
flick.
The joint. Yeah.
He was standing talking to her and he was really pissed and he was telling a story and we were like just listening because he was just like a local hard lunatic.
Mm.
And halfway through telling the story, he got mixed up and took a huge, huge swig
from the
end, like to the point where he like had like a black lines at the corner of his mouth off the stuff. And we all like fell silent and were like looked at each other and then looked at him and he went, "What?" And he was like styling it out. You can tell he was going to be sick. He went, "What?" And I was like, "You've just
drank a tab.
You've just drank from the wrong can." And he looked us square in the eyes and he went, "Ash gets you more pissed."
Oh, I hate him. Oh, God.
And anyway, he went, "All right."
Yes, it does. Yeah, of course it does. Jeez Louise. That's all. I've never heard that story before.
Carl Hutchinson says that it was now and then Ash gets you more pissed. Just now and then, whenever he's about to drink a can, you go, Ash gets you more pissed. And he reminds us of the story because he was standing with us when it happened.
I love that. We were once at a pile-in and I think that whoever had gone to the shops, well, it used to be Stephen Kane used to go to the off-license at the top of the street.
Right.
And he used to get served. Nobody else got served except him.
Was he underage?
Yeah, oh, massively, but he
right,
had...
Right, stop the podcast, right, lads? Rosie, this whole thing's been a ruse. Your name's not even Chris. This whole thing's been a sting operation.
What?
We knew it was Stephen Kane who was doing... Right, we've got him, fellas. Stop this shit.
Listen, I'm sort of related to him, so don't.
Gotta be honest with you, lads. I do have a tour that I'm supposed to go on with this woman in September. I could do with the money.
Imagine. But anyway, he was the only person who could get served. I think it's just because he was really, really tall.
Yeah, yeah.
I think while they were at the shops one time, they'd like pissed off a local group of youths,
right
from the hill. And they followed them back to the house party. Mm-hmm. And the local group of youths proceeded to spit through the letterbox.
Fantastic. That's good. So, and if you're wondering where coronavirus started, it was actually there. Filthy dirt, spit through the letterbox. Oh, hey.
Oh, honestly. Fun and games. Oh, dead exciting though at the time. You know, when you're like, oh my God, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Just, you know,
yeah.
Good fun.
There's sort of different ones are coming back to us now of little parties I did, but yeah, that was the proper one that I remember that was a beast like. Yeah.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. One day at work, there was an air of the end of term.
Okay.
We were joking about saying we should have all brought in board games, and I said, yes, I nearly came in mufti.
What does that mean?
I'll explain. This was entirely misheard, and the look on their faces told me that they thought they heard that I nearly orgasmed. If you didn't know, mufti day is also known as own clothes day in schools.
Right.
Have you never heard of mufti
day?
No,
I thought you meant naked.
I heard of this when I used to work in the radio.
Okay.
So what was it called when you were at school?
Non-uniform day.
A lot of people call it mufti day. I don't know where I think it's a northern thing or southern thing. I don't know.
Brilliant.
Totally made
it's
that
either
up.
North or south. It's one of the one two. Of pick them. One. Pick one. It's not in the middle. It's not in the middle. It's north or south.
Yeah, but they didn't know what they said. So the question is, A, have you ever been embarrassingly misheard? B, have ever been misheard by a celeb? And she said, I work in a recording studio and the people who misheard me were the Stereophonics.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
Wow.
So it's lovely not lads. A Scottish thing.
Lovely lads of Stereophonics, okay.
Because they would have known what Mufti Day was.
Well, they're Welsh, but okay.
Oh, fuck.
Sometimes I wish this was a video podcast because the way you pointed at me with such vigour when you went, it's not a Scottish day because they would have known what mufti was amazing.
Oh, no, they were. Oh, God. I'm sorry. Sorry, Stereophonics.
Absolutely amazing.
Oh, man. Gosh.
Absolutely amazing.
Anyway, Christ. Well, it's not Welsh.
It's not Welsh then, yeah. Good God. The way you pointed out, well, they're not Scottish, because you know what that was? Mic drop. Well, they're Welsh. I remember, I don't know if I've said this on the podcast before. I'm a terrible reader, and I feel like I may have had undiagnosed dyslexia at school, but I've just kind of got a bit
it's
better.
It's painful watching
I'm
you read out these questions.
I'm such a slow reader.
I just want to apologise now to Daisy, our editor, who has to listen back to this, of you reading out loud.
Well, when you show me something, you go, you read that? If you put a post on or something, you go, does that make sense? It takes 20 minutes to
I know,
something.
It's terrific. But, it's been me beef before.
I must have said this before. I was at a party when I was about 17, 18, and I walked a bit indie boys. And I think it was one of the white, you know, White Stripes, who did Seven Nation Army. Bow, now, 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 now. Yeah, that's enough. That's enough. Oh, I'll set her off.
I do, that song brings something out in us.
Oh, good.
Say again. I love it.
I think one of their albums was called Get Behind Me, Satan.
Right.
Have I told you this?
No.
Well, I loudly said, because I thought I was a bit of a comedian at the time anyway, and I like to take the piss out of stuff, and I looked at the album cover, and I turned around, and I was like, why have they called this Get Behind Me, Santa?
Oh.
It's not even a Christmas album.
Chris.
And my mate was like he turned to us. And I don't think everyone heard us. And my mate Mick turned to us and he went, what? And I went, get behind me. He went, it's Get Behind Me, Satan. And I went, Christ. And he literally went, everyone. And I genuinely grabbed his arm and went, don't, man. And he didn't tell anyone.
Oh, oh, that's
so I was really
nice.
Embarrassed about me reading.
Oh, bless you.
So thanks
you.
Again, Mick, if you're listening.
Thanks, Mick. This has got nothing really to do with this, but for some reason, this reminded me of all the times that whenever we've been out anywhere, I have to tell people that I have a twitch, not a coke problem. I don't know why this reminded me of that.
Yeah.
But I've wrote here, when I read this, it made me think of that because I've got a really, I've got this nervous twitch that I do and I kind of like, I sniff a lot and I rub my nose.
Sniffs and so you kind of sniff your, and stretch your nose and roll your jaw round really quickly, almost like a cartoon camel.
Yes, that's basically, that's what I do.
So if a cartoon camel, it's like, it kind of rolls around while she stretches her nose. And yeah, and obviously we're going to a lot more celebrity gatherings now, so everyone's all over you thinking you've got coke.
Everyone thinks I've got coke. They always ask us. I've had, on probably about 5 occasions, I've had people go, are you on coke? Are you being taken coke? And I'm like, I absolutely have not. I've got a nervous twitch. I'm in a really strange setting here.
Can you remember when we went on one of our first dates? We went to Gusto in Newcastle.
Oh, yeah.
On the quayside, Italian meal.
Yeah.
Can you remember telling me right at the beginning of the night that you had a twitch? But not telling us what it was and telling us that I'd probably spot it. And then began the most weird date I've ever had where I was just basically eating and talking to you, but constantly staring, trying to work out what twitch you had. Fuck, I remember at the time thinking this is the weirdest fucking challenge anyone has ever sat down. So
that's
weird.
Hilarious.
You did. You went, oh, I've got like a little twitch. And I went, right. And you were like, oh, no, you might spot it. I'm not telling you what it is. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Because when I talk about it, I do it more.
Right. Because we hadn't been out. Literally, it was my first date. Mm. So I didn't want to go, fucking tells you twitch, man, you dick. So I just had to sit there going, this pasta's nice, isn't it? And I'm going, what are you going
to
do?
Like, waiting for us to hit you in the face.
I'm waiting for you to freak out. So weird, by the way. Such a weird challenge to throw down
Mate,
for someone.
Listen. You knew what you were getting into.
But
from
I didn't know
off.
you kept it secret.
Well, I know, but
I remember, I think about 45 minutes through the day, I was like, is it your face? And you were like, yeah.
I do remember. I do remember that now. You guessed it. Well done.
You won.
Didn't put you off.
The marriage. No, no.
No, I just 10 minutes later, you were like, got any coke?
It's your twitch. Took off a bloody Italian, she's bloody sniffing in the toilets. Unbelievable.
Hey, drugs are for mugs. Thank you very much. Never touched the stuff in my whole entire life, and I don't plan on now because I'm past that age of experiment. And now, if I did it now, it would just be really embarrassing. So I'm not going to.
Well, there you go. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I was trying to think if I had any ridiculous stories, and it hit me. So settle in, let me begin. I like that as a start.
It's good. I'm
settle in, let me begin. I do like that.
Where's pull up a chair? No, they've lost us. Look,
you can't have everything. I worked in a very fancy retail shop in Glasgow, and sometimes the customers got above themselves.
Right.
One day, an older man and his daughter, probably in her mid-20s, came storming up to the counter, shouting already before I could say hello. The father pulled out the dress and was demanding a refund, saying it was falling apart and started picking the perfectly fine beading off. So he already has me pissed off. The dress, now I don't understand this, Rose, you're going to have to explain this.
Mm.
The dress had bones in the bodice?
Yeah.
What's that?
So it's a bit like a corset, so bones is just like in little, really little thin, like, you know, a bra?
Yeah.
Bra's got like bone in it.
In the bodice.
On the bodice?
Bodice.
So that's the bit in the just your torso, basically.
Right, okay.
So
okay.
It'll be, you know, a corset?
Right,
it'll
that
have
kind
been
of
a
thing.
Little bit like a corset, like so. Got bones you. Are just tiny, really thin bits of plastic.
Got you.
That I think.
Okay.
Anyway,
cool. We'll edit that out so it makes me sound good. The dress had bones in the bodice. Now, anyone listening, I'm joking.
What? Are you being serious?
I imagine we edit that out. That it was me going. So anyone listening, what that is, and I would just explain like I knew that was my plan. So it had them. So I ran my hands over them and checked the dress. And the bones were bent, so I politely told him, I'm sorry, but this has been worn and I can't take it back. Brackets, I could if it was faulty, but he was a prick. Close brackets. Mm. He continued to swear up a storm and pointing in my face saying I was a liar and it hadn't been worn. So I thought, fuck it, I've had enough of your shite. I sat the dress on the counter, turned it inside out and said, sir, it has been worn because there is period blood all over the inside. He quickly put the dress back into the bag and mumbled and left.
Ew. That's, oh gosh. Do you know why that's actually upsetting? Because I've worked in shops before.
Oh.
I've had to smell armpits of clothes.
Oh no.
That's how you know if they've been worn or not.
Oh.
The stuff people try to bring back.
Really?
Oh my goodness. I've had arguments with women trying to bring dresses back with foundation on, perfume, like drinks. And do you know when you just think, I don't really give a shit, but the fact that you're arguing so much is you're not getting your money back. You're not. I honestly, you'd think I own the shop sometimes. I'd be like, you are not getting your money back. No.
Wow.
But you do. I'd have to take them in the back office and everyone would be like sniffing them going, that's been worn.
Really?
That's been worn. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it exciting when someone was doing that?
Yes and no. Do you know what I mean? Would have been a lot more exciting now because I'm a lot angrier now. Back then, I didn't have as much anger. Someone had done it now.
Why don't you get a little Saturday job just to get all the anger out?
I should, actually. I would probably really enjoy working in a call centre now.
Yeah.
And if somebody was rude, I'd be like, fuck you! And I should hang up. I'd love it. I see, I feel better even just saying that now.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
Definitely. So my question is to you guys, have you ever had a moment of pure smugness?
All right, okay.
That's the question. Mine? Can I just give you mine? So I was just thinking of shops. So weirdly, this got me thinking of the shop I used to work in. Then opposite that shop on King Street in Shields was a Superdrug. I remember
and I
once,
worked next door there, Dorothy Perkins. Well, that's where I used to sniff the pit.
Brilliant.
Look at us from a little
I remember, places. Right, once, this was years ago, this was when electric toothbrushes first came out, right? But there were, it was the ones that weren't, it, I mean, you could get the Oral-B ones and that you plug in, but they were a few quid.
I don't
right?
ever remember them not being about, isn't that
well,
bad?
I remember having a normal toothbrush, then my mum saying you should get an electric one. But basically, it was just, I think it was called a power brush, and you get it in Superdrug, and you literally put two AA batteries in it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it just
I do remember.
Basically
yes.
vibrates. It's essentially a vibrator with a toothbrush on the top, now that I'm thinking back, right? We were walking, me and my mum walking down King Street, right, in South Shields, and we went in the Superdrug to see if there was any of the electric toothbrushes, and there wasn't any. There was none there. Shelf was empty. We walked out. We walked along to this day to the store. We walked along to Woolworths. Went into Woolworths. Right?
I still love Woolworths.
R.I.P. Woolworths. Rest in peace. We love you. Came out of Woolworths. 10 minutes. Must have been 10 minutes. We're walking down King Street. And I said to my mum, I don't know where it came from. I said to my mum, I went, should we go back into Superdrug and see if there's any toothbrushes? And she went, we just checked 10 minutes ago. There won't be any. And I went, I bet you there is. And she went, there won't. And we argued in the street a bit. And I went, let's go back in. And we went back in. And there was a fucking toothbrush on the bench, on the shelf. Electric toothbrush.
Why have you? Why have you remember that story?
It just popped into my head.
What's wrong with you?
It just popped in my head, and I remember A, I was very smug, and B, I think I'm psychic. So there you go.
Do you know all I take?
It's only toothbrush based.
Do you know nothing to do with a toothbrush or anything like that? All I take from these little stories that you tell me is that you spend loads of time with your mum.
I did.
Shopping.
Like
little besties. It's really sweet.
I went shopping with my mum all the time. Hey, I knew the metro centre like the back of my hand when I was nine.
Oh.
Telling you.
Oh, bless you. Little fun story about Superdrug on King Street in South Shields.
Oh, God.
I had a birthday party at the cafe at the back. Do you remember the cafe at the back?
Shut the fuck up. There was a cafe in Superdrug.
It was called American Drugstore. It was called the American Drugstore.
And you had a birthday party in the Superdrug cafe.
Do you not remember it?
That is fucking tragic. That's fantastic. The Superdrug cafe. I can't believe this.
Listen, I'm not being funny. Not all of us could be out buying electric toothbrushes left, right, and center. You know what I mean?
Are you making this an economy thing? You're making this a money thing? You fucking rented the venue out, mate. Who are you talking to? I was only there buying things. £4 toothbrush.
Do you not remember
it? I can't believe this. It must have been a franchise.
So I'm hoping other people might remember this. At the back of Superdrug, there was the aisles. And when you were in the cafe, you could still see down the aisles. And it had little Dodgem cars that you would eat your dinner in.
No way. I've
got pictures, man.
Oh.
Was it called the American Drugstore? I had my fourth birthday party there. Joint. It was joint. I kid you not. The cafe at the back of Superdrug.
I'm going to Superdrug. What's on the list? Paracetamol, Domestos, wet wipes, birthday party for the ban.
Tampons. Hey, it was lovely.
Honestly, that's real.
I swear. Right, hang on.
Hang on.
Nah. Listen.
American drugstore.
Listen. Hang on.
Oh, fuck me.
ringing Kate. Hello, Kate. Just me. Dead quickly, right? What was the cafe little place called at the back of Superdrug where I had my birthday party?
It was the Great American
Drugstore. Yes! I knew it! we're just talking about it on the podcast.
Oh,
I always remember shit like that.
I know. It was good though, God. Wasn't it?
Not only.
Yeah? See? Good times. Good times. All right, okay, love you.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Yeah.
Oh God! Not only not so it wasn't. Can I just? There was no moment of. Oh yeah, I do remember that. It was bang, Great American Drugstore. Next question.
It's because we had such a good time.
Jesus Christ! Well, I've learned something today. Superdrug used to have a cafe in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
See.
Wow.
You're too busy looking at bloody toothbrushes.
Honestly, I tell you, do you know what it is, right? Do you know what it is? I remember going in there to buy my toothbrush, right? And there was a load of commotion at the back. There was loads of people looking like they're having a great time, but not as good of a time as when I went home and turned that bloody toothbrush on. Got my teeth lovely and white.
Great.
You could do with one yourself, Rosie.
Oh, see what you did there, you dick. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. I've got an email here. Now, as someone who stays in hotels a lot, well, pre-coronavirus, I stayed in hotels a lot. Now I don't because I've got nowhere to go. However, this shook me to my very core.
Okay.
It's actually changing my world a little bit and I'm a bit sad.
Right.
To Rosie and Chris, please keep my name anonymous. You'll understand why once you've read this email.
Great.
Just listen to podcast 55 and you saying about sleeping on the slutty mattresses in hotels made me think you might want to know this information.
Now, do we actually want to know this information?
No one wants to know this information, but I'm going to tell you all anyway because I read this and I was sad, so now you all have to read this.
Right.
I was a backpacker in Australia and worked in a hotel resort as a cleaner, cleaning rooms and bathrooms, changing bedding, etc. I am not being dramatic when I say this was one of the hardest, most pressured jobs I have ever done. And I currently, get this, and I currently work for the NHS in this coronavirus situation.
Wow.
So, okay. Bit of a glimmer of hope there that it might not be as bad as the bad stories we're hearing out there, but this lass has been through the ringer either way. Our manager at this hotel was a real-life witch and treated us like absolute shit. Anything we did was wrong, and she would give us unrealistic workloads and was just a bitch. It sounds lovely. I really hated her. She's put that on a separate line. Just
wow.
Gone, enter, enter. I really hated her, full stop, enter, enter.
Great, so, she really did hate
fuck,
her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the part you don't want to know. In order for us to not get basically a beating at the end of our shift.
What?
If I, brackets and others, went into a room and the bedding didn't look too creased, we would simply pull the bedding back into place and make it look as neat as we could.
I knew it.
Basically meaning some hairy, sweaty man could have slept in them bedding, in them sheets and now you're letting a new hotel guest climb into that and sleep in it that night. I always knew.
I knew that. I
like
told
that
you about this, the pick and pluck.
The pick and pluck.
Pick and pluck.
Pick and pluck.
Where they just pick the pubes out.
Gets better. Oh, one backpacker got caught out with this one day when a guest had complained that they had found a used condom in the bed.
Ew. They must have got really lax with this. They're not even checking beds.
Yeah.
They're just remaking them.
Yeah.
Oh, how we, man. Oh, nah.
Oh. Sorry to inform you of this, as I know you both travel and stay in hotels around the country.
A lot.
It's made me very wary. I check the bed sheets in hotels now.
Great.
So there you go. So I'm devastated.
Thank you for that, by the way.
I'm devastated. I feel all sad.
See, my thing is, right, because obviously I think we're trying to find ways to help the environment and things like that. Maybe if you haven't, sometimes we'll go to a hotel if we've got something on the night time, like a show or whatever, and you go to the hotel, but you don't actually sleep in the bed.
Yeah.
I think there might be something in saying, we haven't slept on that bed. It's very much just, we've sat on the end. You don't need to change the sheets. I can understand that.
I leave, so the towels... Towels I haven't used, I leave them clearly folded the way they left them. And any towels I use, I put them in the bath and checking out. But if I'm there for a few days, I'll just leave the do not disturb on my door. And I'm like, you don't need to change my bed sheets every day and my towels every day. I don't do that at home. I'm not making you, you know. But yeah, I've told you before, I've known that I unrolled a flannel and there was a big long hair in it once. I mean, hotel
Can
flannels.
Can I talk about this?
I think I've talked about hotel flannels before. Why the put flannels in hotel? A little, tiny little spunk rag. Nah, stop it. People in hotel, they're doing bums. I don't know just who's going, oh, a flannel, I'll just quickly rub this all over my face. Nah. Don't care how many times that's been washed.
Nah. Wash it in bleach.
Nah.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed this little extra long podcast from us this week.
Yeah, a little bit extra long there. I hope that's eased your worries a little bit. It definitely has mine. I've cheered up just by doing this.
I feel much better. I haven't even thought about what's going on right now.
Yeah, I'm going to turn the news on now and be gutted again. But if you're gutted, it's okay to speak to someone. You know, there's various things out there to help. And try not to worry too much. Please don't panic by. Please be kind to everyone and wash your hands.
And go for a little walk. You're out. Go for a walk. Even if you're self-isolating, you can go for a little walk as long as you're not
a walk
around
in the country, a walk on the seaside, whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Just, yeah.
Sending you loads of love at this really shitty time. We love you lots.
We do indeed. Thank you for listening.
Keep your smile up.
Big love, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.